I'm Jamie Gennaro, and this is Business for Humans. Let's talk about taking your business to a new level without the suits and without being a robot. Here, you can be yourself, you can be imperfect, you can be flawed, and you can still have raging success. So let's go. Hi, everyone. So my voice is going to be a little bit weird today. As you know, if you follow my newsletter, I have been recovering from pneumonia. Awesome. And this is what has led me into the topic for today, which is healing. And you might be thinking, what does healing have to do with my business? And coming from experience, kind of everything. So what is healing? There are obviously the more Western medicine definitions of healing, and then there's more of the holistic, full person view of healing. And what I think is really interesting is that there is this realization in the non-Western world that this holistic healing, this view of looking at everything that's going on in your life, physical, emotional, spiritual, all of these things impact healing and the ability to heal. Healing is not a done, one and done, there's an end line, there's a finish line type of process. Coming from someone who deals with a chronic condition, there's never a finish line. And I think we're all aging, right? So I don't care if you're in your 20s, every day you're older, right? And every day your body is going through an evolution. So this is going to be continuing. And this is why it has everything to do with your business. If you are an entrepreneur, you are on a journey that is much bigger than money, than sales, than marketing, growth in your business, microeconomics, macroeconomics, right? It's so much bigger than that when you're an entrepreneur, because this is a holistic journey that you're on. And if you've worked with me, you get it. You know how much of this journey is mental, right? Just like exercise, like so much of exercise is not just your physical body being able to do something, but your brain letting go and letting you do things that are physically hard, right? Your brain tries to stop you from doing those things. And there's an emotional connection to all of that too. I have many examples. But before I go into examples, I want to talk about a study that I found in the NHS, which is an American foundation that funds research related to conditions and ailments and all sorts of kind of medical studies. And it's a very reputable source. And they did research around this idea of healing and the idea that the Western medical sort of viewpoint is so one-dimensional. And they did a lot of research and pulled in a lot of different styles and modalities of healing to weigh different styles against each other. So one of the things that's really interesting from that study is this idea. This is a direct quote from the study, and I'll link it in the show notes. But they say, healing is an intensely personal, subjective experience involving a reconciliation of the meaning an individual ascribes to distressing events with his or her perception of wholeness as a person. What does this mean? Healing is personal, and it's what meaning you ascribe to the things happening to you. So I have a chronic condition that makes me feel like I'm at a baseline, like I always have a cold. And you've heard me talk about this in the podcast, and you can hear it in my voice. Sometimes I'm very nasally, Sometimes I'm clearing my throat constantly, and sometimes I'm fine. So I have this kind of baseline level of quote unquote health. And then I got hit with pneumonia, and it's a little bit typical because my immune system, it suffers. And so things, you know, come into my system and it's harder for me to fight them off. So when I was in the middle of pneumonia with a spiked fever, I was vomiting. I won't describe everything, but it was not fun, right? I was miserable. I was making it mean something, right? I was ascribing meaning to all the things, you know, and I was going into this spiral of why is this happening to me? And listen, I am not like a toxic positivity type of person. It's okay to feel like shit, right? And to be mad about how you feel. Okay. It's okay. You get permission. But healing begins when you accept. Okay. So when you accept what's happening and you don't make this distressing event mean something it doesn't mean, when you don't make it mean something about you, right? When you're not really so focused on these distressing events that you can't see the forest for the trees, right? You can't smell the flowers. You can't see the light. You can't understand that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, right? This is a very personal experience coming through the other side, getting on the other side of healing. And I'm talking about healing. This was my experience, was very physical, but there's emotional healing. And there's spiritual healing, right? And there's trauma that's kind of all of the above that you need to heal from, right? And again, it's an evolving process. It's not a one and done. We need to accept that healing is a state of being and a state of mind that really continues forever. And there are various states of healing. And there's this idea too, which is also quoted in the study, which I just find amazing. So Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is also quoted in this study. She's an amazing author who talks a lot about grief and dying and our acceptance of dying in our culture or rejection of it. And the quote from her is, "The more we suffer, the earlier the spiritual quadrant opens and matures." Right? So suffering also equals growth. Suffering also equals healing. Suffering equals evolution, right? We're evolving spiritually and emotionally. When we have moments of suffering and we manage through them, healing is about what they say in this study and also just general definitions, becoming sound. I kind of like that word. It's not like becoming perfect. It's not becoming, you know, without any issues, right? We're not getting to a state of being that's like 100% pristine. We're just becoming sound. And I like to think of that too as just balanced. You know, we accept where we are. And healing also takes time, right? If it's a constant evolution, then we'll never feel pressured by time. But if there is something acute that you need to heal from on any level, the impatience is the thing that makes it harder. When you give yourself the grace of time and the grace of space, and the grace of knowing that this isn't going to be an overnight fix, it's going to take time, it's so much easier to just settle into the ride instead of swimming upstream and constantly fighting it. I was in a constant fight state for 3 weeks. I just was like, I don't want this. Go away. I want to get out of bed. This is ridiculous. You know, I was in the spiral. And again, total permission. Like, I get permission. For 4 years, I've been dealing with this kind of low grade cold, right? I can't breathe through my nose. I can't taste. I can't smell. It has nothing to do with COVID. That's everybody's first question. Nothing to do with COVID. I have this immune disorder. It, you know, is upper respiratory, lower respiratory. So there's time related to this. There's grace. There's acceptance. There's knowing that when I'm suffering, I am opening up a portal, right? It's a little bit of a way to go, okay, there's a reason for this. Like, there's a learning here for me. There were so many learnings. Going into the pit of despair, you can let yourself go there for a little bit. It's fine. But staying there is not going to serve you. And if you're having a hard time getting out, lean on the tools that have worked for you before. So for me, and I've talked about this before, but one of those tools is exercise. So when I'm sick, the last thing I want to do is exercise. So what I did was I pushed myself, and I hate that word, but I did need to push myself to get outside because I was spiraling into a depression and I was getting down on myself. And what I needed was just some fresh air and some nature and just getting out of my space where I was allowing myself to like go into a spiral. So I got myself outside. Of course, this wasn't when it was super acute and it was like impossible for me to get out of bed. But as soon as I could get out of bed, I was like, listen, what I need is a little natural light, some air. I need to take a walk. So I wasn't like pushing myself to go to the gym and start, you know, pounding the weights, but I got myself outside and I got myself walking and I felt better. I did feel better just emotionally. Maybe physically, I wasn't feeling that great. So that's a tool that I lean on when I'm in that place of downward spiral. What are your tools? What has worked for you before? The hardest thing is going to be getting from where you are when you're in the throes of suffering, getting you into a state of like neutrality. We're not going from suffering to like, now I'm the happiest person on earth. We're just trying to get out of the suffering, the whole. So what are the tools? Write them down so that they're at your disposal when you're in those moments, because when you're in those moments, it's really hard to see the light. It's really hard to know where you need to go from there. So you need some help. You need some support from the version of yourself that's not suffering, right? That's not in a dark hole. So when you're not in a dark hole, write notes to yourself to remind yourself that you have tools. Another tool for me is always just spending time with good friends and close family members. And I immediately, when I was feeling better, like booked time to spend time with friends. And sometimes that means like setting up dates with people, or for me, it might mean booking a flight and going into like taking the effort to go and see someone. And I did that. Like, so I'm focusing my energy on, okay, maybe I'm not going to be able to do it this week. I'm still recovering, but what is the thing that I can look forward to? These are tools, right? These are tools to help us become sound and balanced and a little closer to our neutral and a little closer to our state of being that feels authentically ours. That intensely personal experience and how we show up in a way that feels closest to who we are authentically. It takes time. It takes time to repair things that are amiss, right? And I hate to say broken because they're not broken. They're just in a version of evolution. It might be your cells evolving. And there are things you can do to get yourself out of the deepest, darkest hole of suffering, and then realize that that suffering is there to teach you something. Okay, so bringing it full circle. Again, why is this important to your business? If you're in a state of suffering, and that could be physical illness or emotional unwellness, your business will be affected no matter what. And a lot of overachievers tend to double down on the business because they're feeling bad in other places. And this is what I like to call buffering. It feels so productive because you're like, I'm suffering. I want to get myself out of suffering. Work is sometimes a tool. I'm going to lean into work. And what happens is that you're not giving yourself space for recovery. So you're doubling down on work, which comes with pressure and stress and loads of different things. And you're going into this space where there's actual like less healing opportunity because you're not giving yourself time or space to recover. What I've seen happen when people are leading organizations or leading big teams, and they get into this space of, well, I can't take a break, right? A lot of people say, well, I can't. It's just not possible for me to take a break. When you get into that mindset, there's so much pressure you put on yourself that actually what happens at work is not advantageous to you. It's not supporting you, and it's not supporting your people. So if you haven't healed whatever is awry, whatever is amiss, if you haven't given yourself space and time to heal, you're not actually benefiting your team. It's so hard for people to hear this because they can't see it. They think they're like, well, my team can't survive without me. My team needs me. This person needs me. If I'm not there, they're going to leave. They're going to struggle. It's going to be hard for them. And what's actually hard for them is working with you when you're in a state of intensely personal suffering. And this could mean bereavement. This could mean a physical ailment. It could mean emotional, you know, an emotional situation. It could mean like a spiritual breakdown, right? Like if you're in the middle of a spiritual breakdown and you push yourself to go to work, something is not going to be right. You're not going to be able to connect. And it's going to be harder for people. So what happens is the team has to actually carry extra weight because you're not whole. So they have to fill in the gaps. And please let me remind you, it's actually easier for the team to 100% fill that gap than to fill it at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% without knowing that they're going to have to do that. So when you leave, when you take a break, you're setting yourself, your team up. You're setting yourself up for success too, but you're setting your team up. You're like, I'm going to be out. Here's how we manage that. Here's the plan. All good. When you show up halfway, and you may not even know that you're doing it because you haven't healed. So you don't even see that you're making your team carry the extra load, but they're not even prepared for it. Because nobody has admitted that you're in a state of healing, including you. They most likely know it, like from being an outside consultant and working with teams where they sort of bring stuff to me and they feel confident bringing things to me. I hear this from teams where they're like, we're kind of carrying the weight of this person that that obviously to us needs to take a break, but they're unwilling to. And it's so personal that, you know, it's not a team's responsibility to push somebody out, right? You have to take responsibility for yourself. You have to take the responsibility of healing. That's your job. If you need to heal, go heal. Don't put that weight on your team. This is the martyr syndrome where people are like, but it's putting weight on my team if I leave. It's the opposite. I don't know how much more I can like emphasize this, but it's actually the opposite. Because when you take a break, they are ready. There's a plan. They're prepared. And when you don't take a break, they have to fill the gaps. So healing is critical to your business success. You have to take the time. And it's not going to be easy when you're a solopreneur. I can tell you that from experience. It's not easy to take a break and to step back. But what happens when I get into my martyrdom and I'm like, my clients, They need me. I can't abandon them. What I know about my clients is that they're my people, right? Like they're my community. They're not going to reject my need to heal. They're just not those people. So when I ask for help, when I say I need some time, I need to heal, I get so much support from my community. It's when I'm afraid to ask and then I show up half-hearted and then I'm not giving my best self to my clients. I don't want to show up like that. That doesn't feel good to me. And they know it doesn't feel good to them either. I think we all on some subconscious level agree that they want the best of me. That's the whole reason they're working with me. They want me to be totally present in their sessions and not coughing and hacking. I actually had to end a session with a client. I've never done that before because I was hacking up a lung. I was hacking so much. I was coughing so aggressively that it was even hard for me to say, I think we need to pause the call and like pick it up tomorrow. I couldn't even get that much out because I was coughing so much. That is not the way to show up to a call. That was sort of, to me, that was the indicator that like I'm starting to get really sick. So in my defense, I didn't know I was sick until I went into that call. And then I was like, holy moly, this cough is like out of control. Because I was trying to talk and I hadn't been talking at that pace over the weekend prior. I wasn't feeling great. But then after that, it was just downhill. And everyone was so accommodating. So we build up this idea in our minds that people aren't going to be supportive. They're not going to be accommodating. We can't possibly take this time for ourselves. We make up all these stories. And then when we actually ask, everybody is there to support us. Lean on your people. Even if they're your team at work, lean on them. Let them know like, hey, I'm struggling with something. It's emotional. It's spiritual. You don't have to be super vulnerable. You don't have to go into details even. Just let them know like, I need some time. I need some space. Like I'm going through something here. It's okay. This is an evolution. You don't have to be at 150% every day. We need to change the expectation of that for ourselves. We need to give ourselves permission that like 85% is enough. It doesn't have to be a go, 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 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. Healing is an evolution and showing up is an evolution. 85% when you're putting your all, like when you're putting everything in, right? 85% of the time, you're 100% in, right? That's a lot. That's intense. That's a lot of energy to expend. Like 85% of your week is in a very intense delivery of energy. You really think you can do that at 150% day in and day out and not feel the effects later without any breaks, without any time to heal, right? So the journey of an entrepreneur is suffering and reward, and what's another word? And elation. It's suffering and reward and elation. It's an up and down journey. It's never 100% consistent. So when you're in that state of suffering, you need to take a breath. You need to take a step back. You need to ask for help. Lean into your tools. Lean into your people. Give yourself the time and the space to repair, to find your emotional and spiritual grounding, to become sound, to become balanced. It's deeply and intensely personal, this process. You have people that can help. Healing is critical to your business. And the other reason I know this to be true is that when I am blocked, my business is blocked. And I get help. I get external help. I have coaching help to unblock those things, those to get around the roadblocks. They're mental, they're emotional, they're spiritual, and they're physical. All of the above. And I am finding tools to help impact all of those pieces. And the irony about this is that I literally was not thinking about this before I just said that. But I actually ran a program. This is why my life is so funny. I ran a program a couple of years ago, which was about resetting your body, mind, and spirit. And I have a whole 30-day email plan. It's so funny how I forget that I like build these programs and then I actually need it later. I built a program, I wrote a book around it, and it's to support this reset. So now I'm like, maybe I need to get this work back out there. If you're interested, I'd be happy to share it with you so you can, you know, get in touch via email, I'll leave that link. And if you want to have access to the 30-day email plan, it might, if you're in this state of like needing to heal, it might help you. It might give you some tools. It's a 30-day, one email a day kind of program to help you reset these things, your body, mind, and spirit. It's so funny because I wasn't planning to like do any promotion, but it's ironic that I built that. And that's exactly what this is about. Right? This is about healing on all levels. You can't ignore one and think that you're just going to deep dive into work and that's going to solve all your problems. Like it's not, and they're not problems. This is just an evolution. This is where we are as humans. We need to get through these stages and learn from the suffering and then help ourselves out of it. It's critical. And I've been through this recently and I can tell you that there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. So when you're ascribing meaning to the distressing event and the distressing situation, lean on the tools so that you stop making it mean something that perhaps it does not mean, and lean into the things that can help you heal and become sound and balanced. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. Lean on your resources. I'm always here. You can always book a 20-minute discovery call with me and we can just focus on this. It's fine. It won't sell you anything. We'll just focus on healing. 20 minutes of healing. And we'll get you there and we'll get you some tools to get you to the other side. So drop me an email if you're interested in setting something up. I'm really just here wanting to support because I know that the people that I lean on, the coaches I lean on that help me get through these moments are so critical to my well-being and so critical to my business. So I'm here, I'm rooting for you, and I will talk to you next week. Are you looking to level up your leadership skills, build more confidence, be able to guide and train your colleagues or team to be better leaders, then I want you to look into my coach training program. This is a 6-week program starting on April 2nd, and it's invite only. So we'll get on a call and talk through whether or not this is a good fit for you. You'll leave with a certification to be able to coach inside of your organization. This is a way for you to strengthen your skills and maybe even potentially break out on your own to become a leadership trainer or a leadership coach in your own business. Set up a call now to reserve your spot for the Leadership Coach Training Program. You've been listening to Business for Humans. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And please leave a review so that other business owners can find the show. Learn more at practica.consulting.